Moncrief on News Talk.
Allergies seem to be an increasing problem for kids. Things like milk and eggs can cause them all sorts of problems. But while the advice used to be to keep them away from what might trigger an allergic reaction until they're a little bit older, that advice has now changed. Juan Trujillo is a paediatric allergist at Cork University Hospital. Juan, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean. Thank you for pronouncing my name like that.
Thank you. I have no idea if I said it correctly or not.
It's perfect.
Oh, was it? Thank you. That's a first for me anyway. Why does it seem like there's been a massive increase in allergies? Has anyone been able to identify why that is in the first instance?
So this last maybe 3 or 4 decades, that changes in the processed foods and the amount of different excipients that we're actually eating is nothing comparable to the 1960s, 1970s, or even 1980s. So this increase of amount of foods or products that we never encounter with are creating a different type of reaction into the body. And that is the main situation that is happening right now.
Right. Okay. And the advice used to be that to keep babies at least away from foods that might be allergic to, at least until maybe they're 2 or 3, something like that. But that advice seems to have reversed now.
That is correct. And actually us, the allergists, were the ones that were saying that, maybe 10, 15 years ago. We were saying, yes, when you have a high risk of a kid that could become allergic, that means that they have any other relatives with allergies, hay fever in the family, asthma, etc., you should avoid food until you are 2 or 3 years old and then introduce those so-called allergenic foods. But now we know that after many errors in our communities, we understand that introducing food early as possible and maintain it into the diet is the only thing that is going to help us prevent an allergic reaction or food allergy.
Right. Okay. I would imagine a lot of parents might be nervous about doing that. If there's a history of allergies in the family, the baby might react violently to something like milk or peanuts.
Completely, because they have been told by their parents, by their grandparents, that introducing those foods later is beneficial. And now something completely different comes to their mind. And that is where we need to always try to sit down with them, explaining the benefit of this introduction and that there is good evidence about introduction as possible from 6 months of age or even 4 months for suitable kids when they're weaning them. But the key here is not only introduction, is maintenance of that food into the diet.
Right. Okay. And should this be done at that age in a gradual way?
It should be done in the usual way that you're introducing food to your system and in the safest way possible, meaning in the usual texture that you're actually starting to wean your kids with. There is no risk of introducing new food for anyone. The chances of having an allergic reaction when you're old are there, but that is the chance that we need to understand that the benefit of these new guidelines and the benefit of this new idea help us to to decrease the possibility that this patient is going to be allergic and maybe forever.
Yeah, but it is possible then they might have an allergic reaction.
Yes. But it is possible, like anyone could have an allergic reaction until we're 120 years old.
Yes.
It doesn't decrease that possibility.
Yes, of course. So why has the advice reversed?
There are certain hypotheses and ideas that talk about if you introduce orally the allergens. In this case, let's make an example, peanut. There is some ideas that says that if you introduce orally when you're younger, then the chance of being allergic is less, because what we are trying to stop is the interaction of that culprit peanut by other contact. For example, a contact by inhaling or a contact by touching, like when parents are actually eating peanuts and then touching their kids and their skin is actually quite broken because of eczema. So you're actually introducing food that is not by orally introduced, and that could actually tend to create more allergies than if you put it orally. I don't know if I make myself clear with that.
Yeah. But given that, say, 20 years ago, a doctor would tell you, no, keep them away from potentially allergenic foods until there were two. Why would a doctor now be telling you to do it when they're 4 months old? I assume research has changed that opinion.
Yes, and one of our colleagues in UK did the first research that was actually published in New England Journal of Medicine, that is a really good journal, and that he actually explained with recollection of patients that if you introduce specifically peanut in high-risk allergic patients when they're younger, it actually decreases almost 5 to 10 times sometimes the possibility that that same kid could be allergic if you introduce it late.
Yeah. One of our listeners says, I've just started weaning my baby. They've had egg twice and dairy 5 times. Every time the baby has had a rash around their face and hives. Should I stop giving egg and dairy?
So the correct question here is that they are rashes and they are rashes. So sometimes we could confuse that a rash is actually a flare by an eczema and not a real rash that actually have hives or swelling of the lips or the eyelids. If the first time that you introduce and the second time the same reaction happens, potentially this could be an allergic reaction. And in this case, the best way scenario will be to look for a professional that I could actually say to you if this was a real allergy or not, because at that age, everything will create rashes, and we need to be possible. We need to be sure that we're not avoiding foods just because of it, because if not, it's going to be complicated for the kid.
Juan, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Juan Trujillo there, a pediatric allergist at Cork University, a hospital.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.